God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Rising to the challenge is something that is a developed skill. I think we will have a lot of time to develop this skill in the new year of 2021. This is Pastor Larry. Welcome to our show. There are a number of gun control bills being prepared in the House. The most draconian is Sheila Jackson Lee's H.R. 127. It is designed to, quote, provide for the licensing of firearm and ammunition possession and the registration of firearms and to prohibit the possession of certain ammunition, close quotes. It is not accidental that Venezuela went through the same procedure about 7 years ago. It has a socialist government, and it is really failing. Your .22 single-shot rat gun could be perceived as an assault weapon. Will gun registration make America safer? It could very well make America more dangerous. Gun registration leads to gun confiscation, a perfect setup for a tyrant. One of Hitler's first acts was gun confiscation. I wonder what will happen in the Senate. Interestingly, President Biden doesn't need a gun. He has plenty of Secret Service men protecting him. Do you have Secret Service men protecting you? There was a time in many states, and I know it was true for Oklahoma, that high school kids went to school with their shotgun. They planned to hunt doves after school. Better not do that now. A SWAT team will show up. Friends, would you like a book that will help you to counter the darkness of approaching end times forces? And wouldn't a book that would help you to develop your spiritual gifts so you can walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit be really useful, especially today? You know, I would certainly love a book that would help me rise to a new level of spiritual warfare following biblical and military principles. Well, friends, I'm looking at such a book right now. It is right in my hands. The title is The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. Colonel David J. Jamona is one of the authors, and he's on the phone with me, and I know we're going to have another great program. And by the way, if you missed our previous program, it is archived on our website, swrc.com. David, I enjoyed our program previous, and I know we'll all be blessed by this one. Thank you, David, for being with us once again.
Larry, it's a great pleasure to be with you and to share some of the insights that God has given us in this book.
Amen. Well, one of the important ones is the center of gravity. You talk about the Prussian general von Clausewitz, who is considered by many the godfather of modern strategic warfare. He wrote about the center of gravity. Tell us about that center of gravity and how it pertains to winning the battle.
Well, Clausewitz is still studied in the Army War College and in the he's revered in the military around the world, especially the United States. And he once said, to achieve victory, we must mass our forces at the hub of all power and movement, the enemy's center of gravity. So in order to win, in order to achieve victory, not just in an army, but in our own personal lives, we must understand what the center of gravity is. Many Christians, believers, don't know what it is. And let me help by saying this story, which is in the book. In World War II, you know, General Eisenhower and the Allies got together and did some planning, and they tried to determine what was Hitler's center of gravity in order to win the European war. And they determined that they had to strike in France, the coast of Normandy, and send everything they had in order to have a beachhead, an entree onto the continent in order to get to Germany. That's the only way of winning the war. So they put 4,000 ships together, hundreds of thousands of soldiers and, you know, Marines, airmen, everybody was there at that battle, one of the largest battles in the history of the planet. And they did exactly what they needed to do. They broke Hitler's center of gravity there in Normandy. And by the way, I've been to Normandy. I've walked those shores and with someone who was actually there, one of our guides. It was a very fascinating study. But so that's what the Allies did in World War II, and ultimately we've won the war in World War II. And today, in our own lives, you know, Satan has a center of gravity. People don't understand, but Satan, you know, he's playing multi-dimensional chess while we're playing checkers at the same time. He is an extremely brilliant angel of light that, you know, fell from heaven, fell from grace, and now is called the God of this world. He is the force behind all of the things that we're experiencing. Everybody thinks the enemy is Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and the left and the Democrats. Well, they're just pawns in Satan's scheme. And we talk about that in another chapter, going Knowing Your Enemy. However, getting back to the center of gravity, Satan's three strategies. Number one, his center of gravity is to destroy the church. If he can do that, if he can put the church asleep, if he can get the church off center, then he has gained great victory in the world. And he's done exactly that in the United States of America. The church has bought into the cultural wars. They bought into all the dogma of the left. And, you know, many of the churches have gone the way of the what we call the dodo bird. They just are not relevant to anybody anymore because they're just become ineffective. And that's a center of gravity for the Satan. The other center of gravity is the government and our educational systems. We talk about that at length in our book. I'll stop there if you have any questions, and then we can go into the believer center of gravity.
Tell us a little bit about education, American education, and then the believer center of gravity, because I think all of these are key principles in being strong personally, but also in dealing with the enemy that we face.
Well, in education, you know, the United States was founded on Christian principles. Everybody, well, not everybody acknowledges that, but it's a known fact. We have the Judeo-Christian ethic, you know, on the walls of the Supreme Court, the Ten Commandments, and on it goes. And many of our universities were started as Bible colleges. You think about Yale, Harvard, and many of the others on up and down the East Coast that are, you know, Ivy League schools. Well, they were Bible colleges training ministers of the gospel. Well, over the years, Satan knew that, and he decided that if we can get the educational system in America under his grasp, we can throw God out of the schools, that we can start liberal, atheistic professors. And I understand that because I went to California State University in Sacramento, and I saw firsthand what Satan was doing on these campuses around our country, and they're pouring out these liberals left and right because Satan has the key. When a coach in the NFL or, you know, big sports wants to train up players, he doesn't start, you know, right there to the NFL. He goes all the way back to elementary school and starts, you know, these programs that kids can grow up into, become great. That's what Satan is doing in our educational programs, and he's winning the day, by the way, in that arena, and we really have to understand that's his center of gravity. But for the Christian, the believer, our center of gravity, there is only one center of gravity, and I think you know what I'm going with this. It is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not our priority. He is our center of gravity. He has to be everything to us all the time. Not just my priority, but my center of my life. He tells me what to do every day. He directs me. He speaks to me, you know, and I speak to him. It's called prayer, and I read his word, and that's direction I get, and on it goes. And people have to understand, if Christ is not your center of gravity, then you're going to fail in the end times.
Well, you know, as I listen to your voice, I see a common misconception. I mean, not in you. I think you've got it right. But in our society, and I think there are a lot of people in the church who have imbibed the idea that Christians are wimps. I mean, we don't believe in the Second Amendment. Why would we ever want to carry a firearm? You know, that kind of thing. But, you know, as I read the Bible and as I look at the Lord Jesus Christ and some of the things he did and said, and then also in Revelation chapter 19, he's coming back to win a war. Christians are not wimps, and I think it's a disgrace that we have so misunderstood the Christian faith that we think, well, we're not going to resist evil. Well, Jesus' whole ministry on earth was resisting evil. So talk to those Christians who think they're really being faithful by being wimps.
You know, it's a great question. And, you know, I really lay the blame not on the Christians, but on the leaders of churches who tried to turn the church into wimps and to buy into our culture. But the fact of the matter is, you hit it right on the head. You know, a lot of people of the world believe that Jesus Christ is a hippie with long hair, and he is a long-robed guy with sandals, and he's just preaching peace and love. And nothing is further from the truth, especially when he comes back again. He's coming back as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's going to have an army with him. And guess what? We're the army on the white horses and the white robes, you know, that Christ is leading the charge. And the Bible says when Christ comes back, he's coming back to rule the world with a rod of iron. Now, I'm not advocating, you know, non-love and not loving people. That's the farthest thing from the truth. But, you know, if I handed someone a rifle and said, hey, we're going to war, and I don't train them, I don't indoctrinate them, I don't lead them, that's not love, you know. So our pastors, our leaders, our churches have to begin to give our people the weapons of the warfare that the Bible talks about and train us to be battle-ready in spiritual conflict. Because right now we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting a war. And in a war, you don't have wimps. You have soldiers and warriors. We're fighting a war against principalities and darkness of dark places in this world. And Daniel had that experience. If you read the book of Daniel, he went to God in prayer, and he was withstood by the prince of Persia, a demonic force, for 21 days. So you cannot be a wimp and be a child of the living God.
Right. I think you're so correct there. And just like a soldier has to be disciplined, even as Paul says, endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ, we have to endure hardness. You know, I've camped and climbed and hiked and so forth, and living in a tent on a cold night or getting into a sleeping bag, that's pretty rough. But really, I've often wondered, you know, when we look at the church in other parts of the world where there's a great deal of persecution, those folks know what it means to endure hardness. And, you know, I like a warm bed. I like a hot cup of coffee in the morning. But sometimes, you know, we become so soft that we're just, well, we don't want to fight. We don't want to make anybody unhappy. Well, guess what? If we feel that way, it doesn't change their attitude toward us. They're going to come in and roll over us and turn us into slaves unless we wake up and get battle ready.
No, absolutely. In fact, there's a saying in the army, especially in combat, the enemy gets a vote. So we have a quote by, you know, Mike Tyson, that famous philosopher, boxing champion. He said, you know, you can have all the plans you want until the first punch is thrown in a championship fight. Then all those plans go out the door and the fight is on, you know. So, you know, we have to be ready because, you know, we are now on the precipice of, you know, 4 years of liberal democratic control of a president and possibly Congress. And, you know, our religious freedoms are going to be at stake. They're going to throw all kinds of things at us that we are, you know, hate speeches of the Bible. And, you know, we don't love people and we have to be, you know, march step with everybody else or we're going to be ostracized and we're going to be persecuted. And that's coming, and if we're not ready for it, we're going to fall by the wayside.
Yes, we'll just surrender. And I think, you know, you say in your book, we must identify the enemy behind the human powers and initiatives. So like you said before, the liberal Democrats, they're, you know, they're really puppets, they're pawns. There is a spiritual enemy motivating them, pulling their strings, and what I see that we have had a president who has been the most pro-life president, who is for religious liberty, who supports freedom, who supports the persecuted church, and people don't like him, I know where they're coming from, and I know who's calling their shots.
No, that's exactly right. You know, we're headed, they want to globalize the world and make it a one-world government, and all these people. What Biden and the left don't realize, if you look at history, you look at Stalin, Hitler, all the people that were closest to him that brought him to power all ended up being executed. So, you know, these guys right now are puppets being used by Satan. And once he's done using them, you'll throw them to the wayside and get other people. And, you know, so the fact of the matter is that we are living at the precipice of really the end times and the coming of the Lord. And many people ask me, are we going to go through the tribulation? And here's my answer to that, because I had one person recently comment on my book and said, you know, Jamona is all about going through the tribulation. That's the farthest thing from the truth. What the truth is, we have to be ready for anything. And it because we don't, let's say we don't go through the great tribulation and we are raptured, amen to that. But how many millions of our brothers and sisters right now are being killed and martyred and persecuted for their faith around the world?
Right. Well, I had the privilege of starting a church and a Christian school in Pakistan. I went there several times, three times, actually, and you're absolutely right. We think, well, life is easy here. Yeah, but for our brothers in places like Pakistan and especially China and other places like that, it's very, very difficult. So we are indeed suffering greatly. I don't believe we'll receive the wrath of God, but we're certainly receiving the wrath of the devil. Well, David, we're out of time for this one, but we're going to have you back again, brother. There's so much to talk about. And thank you for your willingness and readiness to be with us. Matthew, please come to the mic and tell us how to get the military guide to Armageddon.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today is the new book by Colonel David Giamona, titled The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. This book cannot have come at a better time, and you can have a copy for a gift of $20 if you live in the United States and $40 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order this book and any of our materials on our website at swrc.com. We also have the new book by Dr. David Liang titled Christ's Return and Today's Global Geopolitical Bombshells, Understanding What Might Take Place After This. There are so many bombshells just waiting to blow. Find out what they are when you order this book for a gift of $15. Better yet, why not get both books, The Military Guide to Armageddon and Christ's Return to Today's Global Geopolitical Bombshells, for a gift of $25. That is a $35 value for $25. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. The address to write is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
There is a great myth, embraced by many, that public schools are religiously neutral. It is believed that they teach neutral facts and information and simply encourage students to make up their own minds based on those facts. That is a toxic myth of the worst order.
Vladimir Lenin used the term useful idiots to refer to people who would be cleverly used in the great struggle for collective change. These useful idiots would have no idea that they are being used to promote revolution. Lenin was honest. He made no pretense about the real purpose of government-controlled schools.
Lenin wrote, quote, "We admit that our work in the sphere of education is part of the struggle for the overthrow of the bourgeoisie. We publicly declare that education, divorced from life and politics, is a lie." Close quotes. Not surprisingly, Hitler saw government schools as a useful tool for the Nazification of society. On May 1, 1937, Hitler stated, quote, "This new Reich will give its youth to no one, but will itself take youth and give to youth its own education and its own upbringing." Close quotes.
In America, modern classroom education has become a recruiting ground for teaching young, impressionable minds the doctrines of socialism and globalism. From America 2000, to Goals 2000, to Outcome-Based Education, to No Child Left Behind, to Common Core and Beyond, the American government school system is increasingly pushing a globalist agenda. Agenda 21 and other UN programs are progressively being promoted and applauded in government schools. Control over the schools is shifting from parents to community to county to state to federal and then to international control. When President Trump talks about making America great again, the deeply indoctrinated useful idiots laugh and mock the idea as outlandish. In this intellectual environment promoted by the public schools, patriotism and love of country are dangerous ideas.
The globalist vision promoted through government schools is not new. Consider what Mr. Joy Elmer Morgan, a former editor for the NEA Journal, wrote in a civics book published by the NEA in 1941. Quote, "The future of America depends simply on building up our schools and on taking our part among the people of the world to build an effective world government." He also published an essay in the NEA Journal in January of 1946 entitled "The Teacher and World Government," in which he proclaimed, quote, "In the struggle to establish an adequate world government, the teacher can do much to prepare the hearts and minds of children for global understanding and cooperation." At the very top of all the agencies which will assure the coming of world government must stand the school, the teacher, and the organized profession. Close quotes.
We could go on and marshal some more evidence showing that American young people are being brainwashed to hate their country, its Christian foundations, and the moral values so many of us hold dear. The collapse of modern America is not an accident. It is a termite-like invasion, a gnawing away at the very roots of our republic. Like Abraham Lincoln said, America will not die by foreign invasion, but by suicide.
PBS is the familiar acronym for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, paid for by you and me through tax dollars. There is no secret that they do not represent the values of the average American citizen, but have become a major voice for the left and those who would take us into a socialist world order. From the NationalPulse.com comes an article dated January 12th that bears attention. A new Project Veritas video reveals Michael Beller, PBS Principal Counsel, celebrating the death of Trump supporters and calling for their re-education while admitting he'd participate in violent acts if Joe Biden lost the presidency. And in the two-minute video, Beller can be seen celebrating his belief that COVID is spiking in all of the red states right now. His hatred of Trump supporters continues, positing they'll be raising a generation of intolerant, horrible people, horrible kids. Therefore, he proposes re-education camps. He euphemistically refers to them as enlightenment camps, adding that Biden's Homeland Security officials would take Trump supporters' children away. Even if Biden wins, we will go for all the Republican voters and Homeland Security will take their children away and will put them into re-education camps, he said. Beller, who equates President Trump to Hitler, also reveals that if Biden didn't replace Trump as president, he'd go to the White House and throw Molotov cocktails. Americans are so dumb. It's good to live in a place where people are educated and know stuff, he adds in a display of contempt for those who live outside the Beltway. There was an immediate firestorm as soon as this article hit the internet. American Action News, the same day, posted, "A PBS employee finds himself out of a job after the latest Project Veritas expose shows him advocating for placing President Trump's supporters in re-education camps. Besides suggesting prison camps for what those he slandered as dumb Americans, PBS Principal Counsel Michael Beller floated the idea of forcibly taking away their children. PBS's response to Project Veritas was, "This employee no longer works for PBS, As a mid-level staff attorney, he did not speak on behalf of our organization, nor did he make any editorial decisions. The left is unglued about President Trump. He obviously started something that has caused the plans toward a new world order to be fouled, and they will go to any length to ensure that he is silenced forever. Psalm 37, verses 9 and 10 says, "For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked one shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be."
Our special offer today is more like a training manual that teaches you how to counter the darkness of the approaching end times forces. It will also help you develop your spiritual gifts so you can walk in supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. Our number is 1-800-652-1144. Our address is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And our website is swrc.com. Perhaps this is the first time you have heard this program. Maybe you've listened for a while and you like this program and look forward to it, but have never called or written in. We invite you to do that today. In fact, for those that call or write today and say, "Jesus is Lord, please send me the DVD," we will send you a complimentary DVD of our TV show we call The Journey. If you like the radio program, wait till you see the video version. It was banned by some TV stations as being too controversial. Since when did the truth become controversial? The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. The address to write is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com. When we offer an item for $30, we do not get to keep $30. We have to purchase these items we offer, which cost us about half of that. Then we have to pay the radio stations to play our program. We know you can get these items we offer cheaper at someplace else. But the little money we do get to keep goes for purchasing new items, paying radio stations, wages, utility bills, computers, and all the rest that keeps this ministry on the air. So when you look for a cheaper price online, remember the great program you just heard and say to yourself, "I'll support Southwest Radio Church because I enjoy their messages on Bible prophecy and Bible teaching." Thanks for joining us today. Join us tomorrow at the same time when Pastor Larry and Colonel David wrap up this series on the Watchmen on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Church.